from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
City Limits, we might have to take back all the bad things we said about the 3-on-3 team, the women's team.
The men's team is eliminated. I don't think they made the playoffs, the bracket round. But, yeah, the women's team's doing very well now.
The women's team is actually, if they win this game, they'll be in the gold medal game.
Right, yeah, they're in the semifinal right now. So I learned also, Paul, they won it all last year.
Oh, did they?
That was news to me. I did not know that. The women's team won last year's championship. They won the gold medal game.
Was it this group?
I don't believe so.
Was it the world championship? Was that a charge or a block? I didn't see. But anyway,
it looked like a charge.
The men, did you see how they, their last game yesterday? Did you see the score of it?
It was a blowout.
They lost to the Netherlands. 21-6, I think, was the final score.
I don't even know how that's possible in this 3-on-3 basketball format to lose that poorly.
Right.
They did win a couple of games, though. I know they beat China. And they beat someone else. I can't remember if it was Canada or whoever it was, where we were giving some crap to Canyon Berry.
Yes.
He was balling out in those games. He
and scored Jimmer Fredette.
He scored, well, Jimmer Fredette, I think barely played. But Berry had 15 points, I think, in both games.
Well.
So I'm sorry. I wasn't familiar with his game. Everyone else, not very good. But Canyon Berry, I got some respect for him.
I don't think, I'll tell you the one thing. I don't think there is a 3-second rule in this game, is there?
No, I don't think so.
It just seems like they stand in there forever.
Only a 12-second shot clock.
Right.
Haley Van Lith is balling out this game, but it's weird. Like, she'll make like 3 layups in a row, and then she'll miss like a couple open shots.
Right.
And then she just made the layup to give them the lead with a minute left.
Yeah, they might be in the gold medal game.
We're going to have to take back all the crap that we talked on them for. I mean, didn't they start out like 0-3?
Yeah, they were bad early on, and they just couldn't win.
Maybe they just needed some chemistry getting used to France.
40 seconds left. It's a tie game. There's your girl.
Yeah, Haley Van Lith. And she threw the ball away. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
that was supposed to be a pass.
I think it was a foul. Did they
call a foul?
No, they didn't, but the girl got tackled.
Bob, are you interested in 3-on-3 basketball? They call it 3x3
really.
in the Olympics.
My silence should give you the answer.
Well, I figured that.
Yes. But this is something we were talking about last week, because the men and the women, both started off 0-3. So we're like, how can we be this bad in basketball, any basketball?
No business in any type of basketball. 3-on-3, 2-on-2, 1-on-1s, 5-on-5, 7-on-7s. That the U.S. should never be failing in basketball.
You can watch this if you want. I prefer, like, if I'm going to watch some, there are two things that intrigue me about things I don't really cover or watch a lot. Number one would be the endurance of people who swim.
I love watching Olympic
water
swimming.
Water polo. You talk about endurance. Try to play that, number one. And the other thing that I've never understood how they can do this is synchronized swimming. When they, everything, you talk about it has to match 100%. There's no mistake involved. Synchronized swimming is one of the most intriguing things to me. Just because I don't know how much practice you have to put in, you know, to be in that situation. It's insane.
NBC swimming announcers, I think Dan Hicks and Rowdy Gaines, they are the best announcers at the Olympics by far of any event. They are incredible.
Do you watch water polo?
I've watched some of it, yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. They're treading water the whole entire time.
There's no break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then you get the ball. You got to go up. The goalkeeper has to do the same. It's
not easy. No. A ton of endurance is necessary for that.
Yeah, really.
Overtime, Paul. 3-on-3.
Overtime.
Now, their overtime rules are weird. I think you have to score 2 points to win. I don't understand it. Like, I think when they played Canada, Canada made a layup, and then the U.S. came back with a three, and they won. Kind of weird. I guess they played like a target score. It's like 2 points higher than that.
Well, so... Yeah, is it like an Elam ending type thing where you the first team to two wins?
I think it is.
I mean, I think that's how they do it, right? No, I'm not looking it up. I'm just wondering if that's how they do it. Anyway, nevertheless, I think it's how they do it. It's like an Elam.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because it's usually the first team to two. That's why they have to get out on the line like that. Right?
I think if you make a three, it's over. So that's why everybody basically plays for the three. Only 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Terrible three.
Ooh, almost went
in. But the boxing out and rebounding has also been a significant disadvantage for the
U.S.
Look how
they're guarding the two.
They're guarding the line.
You might as well take the layup if they're going to give you a layup, right? And then if you get a stop, you can win with a layup.
They're going to go for the three. U.S. is just going to try to win on a three. And, I mean, if you hit the three ball, you move on.
There it is.
There's the three.
No.
Airballed. That's probably your game.
Well, we'll see what happens. But here's the thing. They still, even if they lose this, they would play for the bronze.
Right. When you win gold the year before, the expectation is you win gold again.
I'm always amazed how we can be this. Like, we got killed by the Netherlands. Well, the game we watched that night, what was it, Lithuania, the one day we watched.
Yeah, Lithuania beat them.
Yesterday they got killed by the Netherlands.
They're sleeping on the Netherlands, Paul. Yeah. Maybe they're good at 3-on-3 basketball. Maybe they practice it more than we do.
Bob, do you watch the basketball? I mean, the NBA guys?
A little bit, but I'm just not it's not compelling enough for me. First of all, I give LeBron James all the props in the world. At his age, to do what he's doing, and especially early in their games, he was the reason they won games while other guys were not. He and Kevin Durant. Both those guys were doing things that younger guys weren't doing. There was a game where Steph Curry went 0-for-6, for example, was a non-factor. LeBron picked him up. But as far as the competitive balance of this, I get no interest in watching. There are some better teams, but none of them should be able to compete with the United States.
So, well, they called a foul on the U.S., and now Spain can just make a free throw and win, I think. Yeah, if they make the free throw, it's over. So that's how the game ends, on a foul.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you suggesting they shouldn't have called a foul?
I'm suggesting that you should just not give up the foul there. And now Spain won. Yeah, so I guess it is a target scored at 2.
Yeah.
That's a stupid
U.S.
ending.
Loses.
Yeah, that's a dumbest
stupid
ending.
If you're going to sell that product, you better come up with a better way.
Why is overtime to 2? I mean, that's just dumb.
Listen, I coach AAU basketball, and there are times when, you know, tournaments want to get these games over quickly, so their overtime role is sudden death.
And just basket.
See, but that's, I mean, come on.
You win the tip?
Some desperation shot from, you know, it goes in and you win.
It's worse than that. Here's what happens. You win the tip, or better yet, you lose the tip, and you're playing defense, and you foul, reaching for the, it's in the second half. Presumably, it's going to be 1-1, which I lost the game. I lost the semifinal like that because it was the second half. You know, it was the second half extended, so both teams were in the 1-1. We lost the tip. Or no, we won the tip, turned it over, and our girl tried to get the ball, you know, tried to sweep the ball. They called a foul, mostly because they wanted to get the game over with. The other team went 1-1, hit the free throw, game over.
Well, here's what's stupid about that and what's stupid about this 3-on-3 basketball rule. You play a timed game, a timed 10-minute game, and the U.S. was up like 4 points at 1.2 and ended up losing the lead. You play a timed game, 10 minutes, just so that you get to overtime and the clock is no longer a factor? I mean, the game is dictated by the clock. I mean, how do you not put more time on the clock to allow for – it's basically changing the whole standard of the game when you get to overtime.
To win it on a foul shot is stupid. That's all I'll say.
That's the biggest thing.
The concept of overtime that they take away from the clock, which is the main premise of, you know, baseball is innings. It's not timed. But like basketball, football, it'd be like if you get the ball in football and you just go down, kick a field goal, it's over. It's kind of like the overtime rules in football, like that people have been so mad about, which is why they changed them.
Right.
It's dumb that it's just, a 3 and it's over and it's not time. Like, you don't get a minute.
Both teams, you're right, I guess.
Both teams don't have a chance to possess the ball. You just make a 3 and it's over.
Well, I don't like the Elam ending. I would rather it be like 2 minutes. Put 2 minutes up on the clock.
It should be.
Because in that game, there's a lot of possessions in 2 minutes.
Right.
That's how you do it. I don't like the Elam ending as a whole. Do you like those Elam?
No.
Like the TBT tournament, they use that Elam ending. I think it's stupid. I watched the one game, and I was like, I have no interest in watching this game now because this is dumb. The let's put 8 points or whatever on the board, and there's a target score, and whoever gets there first
dumb.
Wins. I don't like that at all. Anyway, Bob, speaking of roles, we didn't actually get to the role that we were going to talk about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.